too far gone. How many times have you heard someone say, or maybe even said yourself, my sins are so great that God cannot forgive them? The statement may come from different perspectives. One, the individual really believes that to be the case. Or two, the individual wants to continue to live an ungodly life, and the statement, God cannot forgive me, gives them some sort of mental justification. That is, they enjoy living according to the gratifications of the flesh, through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, as stated in 1 John 2, 16-17. And they become a self-proclaimed victim of their own making. Three, they conclude that he or she is right in his own eyes, Proverbs 21:2, and have no need of forgiveness. In various realms of life, individuals are seen attempting to rescue something. You know, examples of hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding. When they devastate a community, and in such cases, individuals return to the rubbish to see if something is left that's worthwhile to hang on to. Or, as the phrase, leave no man behind, is often heard in various contexts, from military operations to friendships, it emphasizes the principle of making sure no one is left behind, regardless of the situation. When individuals believe, or just make the excuse, that their transgressions have exceeded God's ability to forgive, they either do not have the knowledge of what God said is available, or simply do not care. If you are of that mindset, know this. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. In addition, for when we were yet without strength and in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet, peradventure, for a good man, someone even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Romans 5, 6-10. Finally, the Lord is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul as he was directed by the Holy Spirit, saying, at the time of this ignorance God winked at, but now commendeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Acts 17, 30-31. So, figure it out. God commands all to repent, is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, or that we shall be saved from wrath. Judge a righteous judgment. No matter how much individuals have trashed their lives, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, the Lord still sees something redeemable and was willing to come after it.